Track 4. Why long hot summers are bad for hedgehogs. Hannah Stevenson finds out how you can give hedgehogs a head start this summer.
They are among our most popular garden visitors, yet the hedgehog population is estimated to have halved in less than 20 years. Climate change has brought about long, hot summers, which can pose a threat to these prickly mammals. Here's how hedgehogs are affected. Hedgehogs largely eat invertebrates. Among their favourites are worms and beetles, explains conservation research scientist Dr. Tom Morehouse. In long, hot summers when it's dry, the invertebrates tend not to be near the surface, so the amount of worms available in both gardens and agricultural areas massively declines. Hedgehogs and insectivorous birds start running out of food. Hedgehogs who live in agricultural areas might face problems from badgers, Morehouse warns. Badgers are super specialists in eating worms. When it's hot and dry, they can't dig up worms either. They are not only competing for the same food that the hedgehogs want, they are also big and strong enough to eat hedgehogs. He continues, in long, hot summers, the predators that hedgehogs have are more likely to be desperate enough to take them on. That counts for foxes as well. Even if they don't manage to get hold of a hedgehog, the hedgehogs are going to be forced to flee more often, using up more energy and making them unable to forage as much. Morehouse, whose new book, Ghosts in the Hedgerow, goes some way to explaining their plight, says gardens can do a lot in spring. When these mammals come out of hibernation, to give them a head start on the warm weather ahead. They will be looking for as much food as they can get their paws on, such as worms and beetles, slugs and snails. Worms are a major part of their diet. When hedgehogs are in a weakened state, they become more susceptible to pests and diseases, warns Faye Vass, chief executive of the charity the British Hedgehog Preservation Society. Parasites thrive on creatures which aren't doing so well, she notes. Parasitic worms, called longworm, can invade the lungs and can be fatal. Slugs, which form part of the hedgehog's diet, are carriers of longworm, and when the hedgehog's immunity is low, lungworm can take hold. Hedgehogs also pick up ticks naturally, wandering in long grasses. Usually they will drop off, but if the hedgehog is weak, it will attract a lot of ticks, which will feed off it, she adds. What you can do to help. To help if a hedgehog is sick. That's tricky. We don't want to encourage people to pick up hedgehogs, but you can generally tell if a hedgehog's underweight, because rather than being in a round ball, it looks almost diamond-shaped, says Morehouse. Food and water are key. Leave out food, leave out water, and leave it be, unless it's clearly at death's door. You can buy bespoke hedgehog food from the supermarket, or any good quality cat food or dog food will do the job, advises Morehouse. Vass also urges gardeners to give hedgehogs the best start as they come out of hibernation by putting out food and water to help build up their fat reserves, which will give them a better chance of surviving any period of famine. If we have another scorching summer, they will be very thirsty, and you have to think, what are they going to get water from, asked Morehouse. If they're in urban areas, it's basically garden ponds. And if there aren't any of those around, they are in trouble. So leave out a dog bowl of water and check regularly to make sure it's being drained. Help give them shelter. Leave an area scruffy because that will be filled with all the invertebrates they're going to eat. And they can also hide in it, says Morehouse. Vass says leaving log piles in the garden will give hedgehogs natural shelter and food, as invertebrates may also inhabit the space. Hedgehogs are ending up much more of an urban species than they ever were, Morehouse explains. They seem to be declining slower in urban areas than in rural areas, but they are still declining in urban areas due to urban intensification. So every time you put in a new fence or a new house is built on what was scrubland, or you trim down weeds or put in decking, it crowds out space for nature. Make sure they can get into your garden. You can have the best garden on the planet for a hedgehog, but if they can't get into it, it's not worth anything. Talk to your neighbours. Ask if they'd mind if you cut a CD case-sized hole in your fence and you're opening up the garden for hedgehogs. Ghosts in the Hedgerow, A Hedgehog Whodunit by Tim Morehouse is published by Doubleday, priced £16.99, and is available now.